So with this segment, I am going to encourage you to go to the workshop folder and actually open up every document that we're talking about so that you can see this up close. What I will show you on the screen are screenshots. And so I really would encourage you to take a look at them in a larger view so you can see the variables. So this segment, we're going to be talking about the resources that are available and provided that will be necessary for you to use the downloadable data. So we're going to be taking a look at the CMS cost report section. And again, I'll be encouraging you to actually go visit CMS website, try to follow along as I'm talking so that you could see where all of these resources live. I'll show you screenshots, but please go out to the CMS website and see if you can follow along. There will be downloads that are zipped files. Don't download the zipped file. I have all of those loaded up in the file folder already, so there's no need to download the zipped files that we'll be working with. We will understand and look at each document. I will describe for you my opinion about whether or not the document or resource is essential for you to use the data, or if it's more of a supplemental document that's nice to have. And then we'll also talk about knowing how to use each document, what its purpose is. Okay, so right off the bat, let's try to go to the CMS website. And I'm going to wait just a moment so people can go there. And if you could, you would find the cost report section by clicking on the Research Statistics Data and Systems link. And then on that Research Statistics Data and Systems page, you'd scroll down under Files for Order and click on Cost Reports. You can also enter Cost Reports in the CMS search engine, and it should be one of the first pages that pops up. So on this page, this is the general CMS cost report section. And it includes general information, and you can see all of the cost report data available down towards the bottom. And on the left-hand navigation bar, you could see links to different forms for all of the facility types that will submit cost reports, and then finally the cost report by fiscal year. So this is just the introductory page to get you started. So now let's talk a little bit about the forms. So this was pointed out earlier. What's up with the forms and the form numbers? So this, I wanted to provide you with a slide that would outline the effective dates for all of the forms so that if you are working, say, with the hospital cost reports from 1996 through 2010 through April 30th, you would be working with the 2552-96 forms. Then in 2010, the forms changed, and they are effective with the hospital's fiscal years that have begin dates on or after May 1st. So what this means is that if you're doing research with more current years, you're going to have to work with two separate downloads to get the complete picture. And then another thing you need to think about is, well, if there was a fundamental change in the forms that were collected, how do I know that variable A over here in the 96 form is the same over here, or where do I find it? So we'll talk more about how you do that in a minute. But this chart outlines the form numbers and then the effective dates. And again, the effective dates, they all say begin date. But again, each one of these forms has a number, and then the two digits following the number indicate the year that it became effective. Okay, so for this segment, we will be looking at hospital form 2552-10 and the resources found within this download. So if you'd like, you could go to the hospital form page by clicking on the left-hand navigation bar. What you'll find on the page down towards the bottom will be the download section. And you'll see a documentation zipped file and a reports zipped file. And then there's some related links. So So the first download that we're going to look at is with for the resources. That is, it's the Hospital 2010 Reports file. And these, to me, are supplemental files and files that have counts of things. So let's go through each one and talk about which ones are essential to use the data, which ones are nice to have. So when you download the zipped file, this is what you'll see when it opens up. You'll see a series of CSV files. We'll go through and talk about each. The first one is the IME, GME, and DISH payments report. So it lists out each facility, each hospital, the fiscal year begin and end dates of the cost report, what the status is of the cost report. We'll talk about those meanings later. The name, the address. So it's a really nice, easy report to look at. It provides useful information, but I consider this a supplemental file. It's not essential for you to use the download. If you were looking for evidence of a teaching facility, this might be a nice report to look at to quickly give you information about whether or not the facility is receiving indirect medical education dollars or graduate medical education dollars. So on this screenshot here, for example, there is a facility, the fourth one down, that has GME for parts A and B. So that would indicate to me that there's it's a teaching facility, and we could look and verify that by looking at the interns and residents that are there for the hospital and the cost reports if you wanted more detail. But this would be a nice report to give you some of that information. The next file in the download is called the Hospital Provider ID Information. This also I consider a supplemental file. It's nice, but it's not essential to use the data file. It lists out the provider number, begin and end dates, the name, the control type. It's a nice Excel file, so if you're looking for something easy that lists out all of the hospitals, the names, addresses, this is a great place to pull that out. This is updated every quarter when CMS updates their cost report download. Okay, the next file in the download is called Record Counts. This one I consider essential. And the reason why is that it tells you exactly how many counts you should have in each of the three files that you'll download. And this is, I think, essential so as just one of those quality checks to make sure that if you're loading the data, your counts match. So this is an essential file to do that. You'll notice there's a report file, an alpha file, a numeric file, and then a file called a roll-up file. We will talk about each one of those later. But we will just keep in mind that the record counts as an essential document for loading the data. Report status count file. This file is another one that is not essential, but it's nice to have. It is another double check to make sure that your counts are lining up, that when you check on how many cost reports you have by fiscal year, that it's matching with what CMS said it has. Okay, this is another one that I say is a supplemental. It's not essential, but it sure is nice. So for those of you, as we're going through the day and talk about the different ways that we're costing, if you were interested to arrive at a overall hospital cost-to-charge ratio, I would say you would need to go no farther than this report right here. This is going to provide you with the provider number, fiscal year begin and end dates, their total cost and charges. And you could just calculate an overall hospital cost-to-charge ratio right from this report. No need to dig into the data any further. And it's all right there in a nice file. All right, so that's now we're going to move on to the next download and talk about the resources that are found in the documentation zipped file. And again, feel free to go out to the workshop folder and open up each one if you'd like, or and follow along with what we're looking at. So the documentation download will look like this. These are the files contained within the download, and we'll go through each one. So the first one is called the HCRIS Data Dictionary. So for those of you that haven't used the data before, what in the world is HCRIS? So the HCRIS stands for Healthcare Cost Report Information System. So that's the actual database where the cost report information lives, and it's referred to as HCRIS. The data dictionary, although it seems like it should be an essential file, to me it's not that useful. It does list out all the variables contained within each one of the data files that are downloaded. It does have information about some of the code values, which is useful, but it's not essential for using the data file. There are other documents that we'll go to that are much more helpful than this. All right, here is the data model. I consider this one an essential document. And as I was going through looking at my slides, I noticed that CMS has made an error. And here I had an, put this on almost every slide that we're talking about the data model. And then yesterday I noticed, oh my, this isn't correct. So I have something that where I had made a correction. And I'm also going to refer you to another document that we're going to be talking about in a minute. I want to point out one, the error on this page. So you'll notice there's a report file. We'll talk about what's included in that. Then there's a numeric table, an alphanumeric table, and a roll-up table. I call this an essential document because it shows you the relationship between the files, the order of the variables, the length of the variables, and what type of variable it is. And anybody that's a programmer or uses data, you have to know this in order to set up your data file, or it's just not useful. Well, the numeric file, as you can tell, the value here is a number. And that makes sense, numeric table, numbers. Alpha numeric file. Okay, anybody that works with data, wouldn't you think that an alpha variable would contain a character or text? So then, look here. What does that say? Item, value, number. That's wrong. That is not correct. So right off the bat, if you were to use this, that would be wrong. You would have an error in loading your data. Those are not numbers. They're text. In the correction that I've sent out, and what we will see in a later resource document, is that that should be called item, value, text. It should be a character, and it should be 40 positions long. So after today, I'm going to send HCRIS a note to let them know that this is wrong. So I apologize that you have this in your slides, but please know that we will be using a different document to show the relationship and the variables and the lengths, and that this one is incorrect. Okay. The next document within the documentation download is this, what's called the HCRIS Facility Numbering. This is a supplemental file. This is just there. It's kind of nice. So the HCRIS Facility Numbering is here to tell you how to interpret the last four digits of the Medicare provider ID number. The Medicare provider ID number, although on claims you'll find an NPI, that's required, CMS still likes to use the Medicare provider ID number, the six-digit number, as a way to identify the different facility types. So the two digits of the six-digit number, the first two digits indicate a state. And so we'll talk about what those state codes are and where you'd find them. The last four digits indicate the type of facility that it is. So if you see a number 010001, that is a hospital in Alabama, and it's the first hospital that received a Medicare provider ID number, and then they just do them in sequence, whoever applied next. So here you could see if the range, the last four digits were within the range of 0001 to 0879, it's a short-term hospital. So this is how you would identify different types of facilities. For example, if you see a cost report in the download that has is within the range 2000 through 2299, you know it's a long-term care hospital. So maybe I should have done these documents in different order because this document called the HCRIS state code, which appears next in the documentation, is the actual state codes that are provided They're the first two digits of the Medicare ID number. And what you'll find right away is you'll notice that there are some states that have multiple numbers. And that's just because they ran out of numbers. So they had so many facility types that they needed to add more state codes to make more numbers. All right, so the document that had the error that we talked about before, the data model, which I thought was essential until I noticed the error, I now call this one the essential one because it actually is correct. This is basically the same information as what you saw in the data model. It doesn't show you the relationships visually, but it does give you a list of all the variables, the type of variable it is, the length, and it's correct. You will notice that the alpha file here, it's called alphanumeric item text. It's a character. It's 40 positions. So this is an essential. I'd like to change my opinion. So this one is the essential document because it's correct. The next file is called the crosswalk file. I think this one is essential if you're working with data that cross over the years when there was a form change, because there's no way for you to know what the changes were, which variables are the same, which ones are not there anymore. So this crosswalk tells you from the old form what worksheet and column, what it maps to in the new form. So if you're using two different or crossover years, this will be an essential file to understand the changes. And for any facility that's had a form change, they will provide a crosswalk file. The next document is called cost codes. This I call essential if you're working with the cost and charge information. This one is an essential document. It will help verify the lines that are necessary for the cost. The numbers over here to the right are the actual ranges of cost center codes that could be used by a facility when they're submitting individual costs. The number over here is what we'll be using today to identify where these costs and charges show up in the rows. This will make more sense later as we look at the data. Then there is a file called README. The README file is essential, so it tells you important tidbits of information about the data that is only found in here. For 2010, it's helpful, but it may not be essential. For the 96, if you're using the 96 data for hospitals, this one is an essential document because it gives you information about special coding for there are certain units that require coding that is different from the norm. And if you didn't read it, you'd be calling me saying, I don't understand why I can't find ICUs or I'm getting really weird information. And it's because they're coded differently with the 96 forms. They've changed that with the 2010 forms. So I call the README document essential. Worksheet codes is the next resource document that we'll take a look at. And that one I call essential because this is how you will see worksheets coded in the data file. And it may look simple right here. When we say, okay, worksheet S3 part 1 with the statistical, I can get that, S3 and then a bunch of zeros and a 1. Okay, but if you're looking at other worksheets, they might have specific code values for if it's the first sub-provider, second sub-provider, if it's being submitted for Medicare or Medicaid, then there's a whole series of codes that get fit in where these zeros are on other worksheets. So while it looks simple here for coding, it gets really complex. And if you don't have your worksheet code table, you'll be lost as far as what are they reporting and who's this for. All right. So when you look at this, the website, you might say to yourself, okay, I'm good. I've got the documentation. I've got the reports. I'm ready to roll. Let's download the file. Let's go. All right. Then I say, stop. Because what you can't really tell from looking at it, they provide you with a related link. to the manuals, and you're like, blah, 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 that's a bunch of stuff I'm not going to read, and so I don't really need it. It's just there to be nice. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you don't go to the provider reimbursement manual and take a look at what's in there, then you won't have the full picture of understanding what you're working with. The publication manual 15-2, this contains a chapter for each facility that submits cost reports, and then this will provide instructions and forms and other information that's going to be essential for us when we're working with the data. The piece of information that I find extremely, well, all of it is extremely useful, but the one that we'll look at is the specifications information. That's really helpful. So this should be what's provided in each chapter. This is what you should see. You should see a Word document, and then it'll either be Word documents or PDFs or possibly even Excel spreadsheets for the forms. So the PR2-40, the Word document itself, those are the instructions. So a little bit about instructions with CMS and cost reports. It sounds really great, and that's the first place I would go if I had questions about how is something supposed to be submitted. Go to the instructions. What does it say? It should tell you. So that's particularly important. The document that it also is provided in a PDF for screen readers. Then below that, there is an R3P240F. The one that ends in F, that one contains the forms for the facility. So you could see these Excel-like spreadsheets to see what is collected, what worksheet does it live on. That's contained within the PDF that ends in F. Then the next document that ends in S, like SAM, that will be your specifications. And specifications includes much of what we had already looked at under the resource documents, but it also includes other tables and information that will be particularly useful to you as you're looking at the data file. Okay, this is an example of what it looks like in the instructions. You'll notice that it will give you the worksheet, it'll tell you the specific column, and then it tells you what is supposed to be entered. It will go through each column and line. So if you wanted to know how the provider is supposed to submit something, you could go here. Now, for those of you that are interested in financial information, you might say, hey, that's great. I can go to Worksheet G and figure out how they are supposed to submit financial information. Well, Worksheet G has less text on it than what's shown here on what is supposed to be submitted for financial information. So then I say, okay, make friends with someone that actually submits cost reports to see if you can find out what they ask their finance folks to complete, because we don't have a lot of information there. The cost report forms, we've already seen this worksheet S3, and you're welcome to look through the folder to look at the individual worksheets for examples, but this is what is contained within the cost report forms themselves. It'll be all of the forms that are available to the provider to complete. They may not all be filled out because they may not be applicable, but they are all there. Now, this document, the specifications document, there are components of this whole document that are provided in the documentation download. So the worksheet indicators is part of it. And what else? There are cost center coding is part of it. But look at all these other tables here. Like, oh, cool, what's in there? And I think that many, if not all of these, are really helpful when you're working with the data file. I'll just point out a couple. We're not going to go through all of them, so we will just go through the ones that I think are essential. The first one is called Table 3, and that one will list out the specific worksheet, all of the data elements, the lines that it's found on, the column, and the field size and the usage. So to me, these are pretty darn important to understand the data. And that's not found within the downloads on the hospital cost report page. So this one we will use. So just in summary of the essential documents, the record counts are essential. Okay, so I said data model, but I'm going to change my mind and say the SQL document is essential. That's the text document that outlines the variables, the order, the length, and the type. The crosswalk file is essential, cost codes, the README file, worksheet codes, and then the provider reimbursement manual. I think the whole thing is essential for us to work with the data.